And so you can get, with that type of pressure filtration, you can get sort of esoteric with the different kind of layers you put in a calcite, for example, if you wanted to adjust the pH and so forth. But if it's just rough,
do the process like what you're talking about, even though you're moving quite a bit of water through them.
Yeah, it just depends, you know, on design parameters.
Okay. We've got another call here. I need to get in before the hour. Thank you for your questions. Hello, you're on KZYX. Hello. Oops. There they are. Hello, you're on KZYX.
Yeah, I just want to tell you a correction on the actual water capture for the winter time and the rain season. I've got a 10x20 tarp and a 10x10 tarp, and they both collected this year about 7,000 gallons of water.
Great. Yeah. Now, is that for use go ahead.
That's for use for actually everything. I filter and heat treat water for my conceptual use. It's a 5 micron for use, and I actually boil all my water for personal use. But 7,000 gallons for 2 tarps.
You know? That's great.
Yeah, you add up the math. What it costs, you know.
Great, thank you.
And I do have actually a lot of other information other than hands-on experience, but let people's imagination go from there, and I'm going to hang up.
Okay, thanks for your call. Yep. Hello, you called KZYX?
Yeah.
Oops, we just lost her. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. Let me turn you up. Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, speak louder. Can you speak a little louder?
Is this loud enough?
Well, we'll make do.
Okay.
Your question, please?
The question that I have is, do you recommend a certain kind of piping material so that it doesn't affect the quality of the water?
It's a good question.
Well, the Romans recommended lead.
I better take this question. No, go ahead.
Well, you know, that kind of starts with what the problem is. You know, copper, depending on the pH of the water, can do, you know,
you can
add copper
it, yeah.
That's not particularly great for you. PVC is a very poisonous chemical mix. Hopefully, it's fairly inert as we put our water through it, so it's not the vinyl chloride.
And buried. Keep it buried. So the sunlight doesn't break.
Sunlight. And polyethylene is a less poisonous mixture, but perhaps less stable. Glass would be a great... glass or stainless steel would be ideal, but unreachable in a way. So my house has PVC running to it and copper pipe in the walls.
What I like to use, it's kind of a pain to use, but for domestic water, when I can, I'll use just polyethylene. Keep it buried, and triple or double clamp it. I think it's the most inert you can get. But in any case, either the poly or PVC, you want to keep them buried out of the sunlight, because as that material starts breaking down, particularly, as Charlie said, PVC, what you're releasing into the water is a bit of a mystery.
But we're all still alive, though.
That's good.
It was my understanding that they were coming out with some new material that was like PVC, and I just wasn't sure whether you had heard about it or not.
Well, there's a PEX piping.
PEX, yeah.
It's basically polyethylene.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the least of it's the least offensive of the materials, are you saying?
You know, I wouldn't want to be held accountable, but you know, as far as I know, yes.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for your questions.
Yes, and one last question. I didn't hear the answer in terms of, and maybe I just didn't hear. How often do you actually test well water? Is it once a year or twice a year? I mean, I have no particular concerns that something might be wrong, but periodically, I would think it would have to be tested.
Well, you know, if it's your own private well, it's not regulated by the government, so you don't have to ever test it.
Right.
If you don't want. If it's a public well, you know, there's various time sequences for different things that they test for. I think the one deep well for public water that I test is quarterly for bacteria, if not twice a year. But anyway, it's of that order.
Okay.
And then there's some annual tests for more exotic minerals and metals and stuff.
Charlie, we're right up on the hour. I think we better hold it there. This is a lively topic. We'll continue it another time. You've been listening to the Ecology Hour. This is your Essential Water program. My host is Larry Deathman, and our guest tonight was Charlie Acker. Thank you.
Earth and Sky. By using antibiotics as growth promoters rather than to treat sick animals.